Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
When I look back over my life and think things over, I could truly
say started.
That I am blessed. I am a testimony. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come to bless your name today because we all are walking testimonies with God. And we thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind to know who we are, who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our bright and morning star in a dark situation. And we just say thank you. We come empty of ourselves this morning to be filled with more of you, Lord God. Have your way on this line today, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we lift up the visionary of this line, Lord God. We ask you to put your arms around them, Lord God. Keep them in your keeping care, Lord God. Silence the enemy's mouth against him, Lord God, like you did for Daniel in the lion's den, Father God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. We lift up the whole entire Matthew family to you today, Father God. Continue to keep them in your keeping care, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. You say if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning. We come to magnify your name this morning. In the name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. All power is in your hand. All wonder-working power moving in this hour. May you be glorified. And we say thank you. Oh, we lift up Mother City and her entire family to you today, Father God. Continue to have your way in their lives, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name today. We lift up Dr. Wilson and her entire family to you today. Keep your arms around them, Lord God. Keep them in your keeping care, Lord God. And we say thank you. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you today, Lord God. Continue to be a fist around them, Lord God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. Seen and unseen sickness, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind up depression right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we loosen the Holy Spirit, this rule and reign. In the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of envy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tear that spirit of enemy right now, down in the name of Jesus. Loosen love, compassion, and peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up our neighborhoods to you. We ask you to have your way in our neighborhoods today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. Lift up Rita and her entire family to you today, Lord God. Be a fence around them, Lord God. Keep them in your keeping care, Lord God. That no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We just say thank you for being our Father. We just thank you for having a roof over our heads today, God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Bed to sleep in, Lord God. A pillow of peace to lay our heads on, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. And we just say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for bringing heaven to earth right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not. And we say thank you. Lift up Restoration Foundation to you right now, Father God. Continue to heal and deliver us, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to touch one by one and individually right now and their loved ones, God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you for peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up Biden and Harrison to you today, God. Continually do a new thing in them, through them, for them, and around them, Father God. They need the right people in their path also, Father God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to thank you for breakthroughs today, Lord God, in every area of our life and not a breakdown. We thank you that we are better and not bitter. We thank you that we are the victors and no longer the victim. Have your way today, Lord God. In open form, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father. We thank you for the activity of our limbs today, Father God. We thank you for our eyes that we can see, our ears that we can hear, our mouth to call on you, Lord God. And we say thank you. Some woke up this morning and need assistance to get up. We didn't, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere because we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities and high places. We come to tear down strongholds in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that you went through Galilee healing all manner of sickness and diseases. We thank you from going to city, state to state, healing and delivering today, God. And we say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over every train, every bus, every car. In the mighty name of Jesus, plead the blood over the runways today, God. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We plead the blood over every hospital today. Go from floor to floor, room to room. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the IC unit today, God. Create miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. Stop by the emergency room today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Stop by all the nursing homes on today. Go from floor to floor, room to room today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, all power is in your hands, Lord God. In spite of how long they've been going through, you're able to deliver and set free. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. You say in your word, we'll go through the water, we will not drown, and we'll go through the fires, we will not burn. You're bringing us up with our hands up and our heads up, giving you all the praise. Because, Father, without you, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do absolutely nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we come this morning to cast all our cares upon you because you care for each and every one of us. Your shoulder is equipped to carry every burden and every weight. Eyes not God. And we say thank you. Oh, we say thank you, Lord God, that we are walking testimonies today. We are walking living testimonies today. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you that we are anchored in you today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we come to bless your name today, God. We thank you, Father. You married to the backsliders today, God. Glad them back to you by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Psalms 118:16 say, your right hand is holding us up. 17 say, we should live and not die to do what you called us to do. 18 say, you haven't handed us over to death. And we say thank you. We got to be physically alive to do what you called us to do. And we say thank you. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Place that right person in our path today that we can be a blessing to Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up the homeless to you today, Father God. We ask you to bless the homeless today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory for it. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against the homeless shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Have your way in the homeless lives on today. Go from city to city, state to state, where the homeless are, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, And we just come to bless your name. We just come to magnify your name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Someone got to have surgery on today, Father God. We thank you for guiding the surgical hand right now in the name of Jesus. And that the surgeon and the anesthesiologist got the proper amount of rest to do what they need to do on today. Cover that person right now with the blood. From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your name today. We thank you, Father God, for a breaker anointing on this line today. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Your will be done, not my will. Not my way, but your way. Have your way, Lord God. And we thank you for stirring up the gifts of your people on today, Lord God. Stir them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name. We cover the bank and the bank tellers today, Father God, with the blood. Keep them, Lord God, in your keeping care, Father God, and their families, Lord God. And we say thank you. We lift up the firefighters and their families today, Father God. Have your way in their lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. The ambulance drivers and their families, Father God, cover and keep them, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name. Cover the police department, Father God. Cover and keep them, Lord God. From stray bullets, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. They wear bulletproof vests, but they don't have nothing to protect their heads, Father God. So I'm asking you to be a fence around them all right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. Because what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Heaven and earth adore your angels, bow down before you. What a mighty God we serve. We serve an awesome day. And we say thank you for being our day. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way in open form on today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree and declare all your promises for your children, Lord God. You say, when I decree and declare a thing, it is established. So I say thank you. I say thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs on today. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We nothing without you. Have your way.
It's a celebration. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 20th Year Church Celebration. It happens March 31st through April 2nd, 2023. You don't want to miss it. It kicks off Friday night, March 31st at 7 p.m. with Bishop Terrence L. Cooper, Sr.
Christ Temple True Holiness Church of Gary, Indiana.
Saturday, April 1st at 10 a.m.
with Prophet Jermone Durant,
Senior Pastor, Kingdom Makeover Ministries, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Friday night services at Saturday morning worship. We'll be held at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Saturday night, it's a black tie gala honoring Dr. LaRon Matthews, special guest, National Recording Artist, Paul Porter, Evangelist Natalie Caldwell Kirkpatrick. This will take place at Antora Banquets and Catering, 1112 U.S. Highway 41, Shearville, Indiana, beginning at 6 p.m. until midnight. Your tickets are $70 for adults, $30 for children. $70 for adults, $30 for children. The best tickets you'll ever buy. Sunday morning, the 11 a.m. service will resume at RFPIN, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews is senior pastor.
For more info, call 708-825-1988, 877-912-2027, or see any member of the RFPIM team.
March 31st through April 2nd, the 20th church anniversary of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Get your tickets now and be there.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m. A powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good morning, Mother. Good morning,
Amen.
Prophet.
Good morning, Mother Gwen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mother.
Dr. Matthew, Dr. Real, yes. Dr. Brian. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is
yes,
Thursday
Lord.
Morning. Glory to God. We say open forum. We say God bless
yes.
you all. Glory to God. This is the place, amen, where the Spirit of the Lord is and there's liberty here. This is the place where you could come,
yes.
hallelujah, where it says open forum. It is open to all genders, to all nationalities. Amen. Glory to God. It's open to you, you and you, near and far. Amen. As you come to the line, you can ask a question of myself or Dr. Matthews. Amen.
That's it, Mother.
Any question, any comments? You have comments. You have a praise report. You need prayer. Glory to God. We making ourselves available to you on the conference
yes,
line.
Lord.
I fix your line. Amen. Star six on your phone and just come right on in. And on the Blog Talk Radio that are near or far, amen, that are online, hallelujah, glory to God.
Yes, amen. Lord.
Love you, amen, to those who are in prison far. We love you to the women that are in Battery Center, amen. We love you, the widows and the orphans. We send the love of God, amen. If you, those that are in nursing home and hospital, we
yes.
bless the Lord for you. We send healing your way. Amen. But just press one of the down. Administrator Brian will put you in a few. Amen. And come right on in and join us this morning. Early this morning, amen, we say welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome all. Amen. Because as you are here, I decree and declare that you will not leave the same way that you came. Amen. You won't leave the same way you came. I tell you, if your heart is open to receive what God has for you on this morning, and Bishop Patterson used to sing this song, you won't leave here like you came in Jesus' name. You won't leave bound. You won't leave oppressed. You won't leave afflicted. Or you won't leave lame. Because the power of the Lord is still the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I guarantee you, you will not leave here like you came in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Because, you know, the psalmist tells us, you know, praise ye the Lord. Well, Psalm 150, that's the last psalm of the book. Amen.
Yes.
The psalm. It says, praise ye the Lord. Amen. And here it is, the psalmist said, you know, inviting us to praise ye the Lord. He said, praise God in his sanctuary. Amen. And the word of God has been illuminated. He said, praise God in his sanctuary. It said, praise him in the firmament of his power. It said, praise him
for his mighty acts. He's covering everything. He said, praise him according to his excellent greatness. It says, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. It said, praise him with the timbrel and dance. It said, praise him with the string instrument and the organ. It said, praise him upon the loud cymbal. It said, praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. It says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. He said, he included everything. He said, let everything that the Creator has made praise ye the Lord.
That's it,
mother. Amen. He made three classifications of the music instrument. Amen. He said the wind instrument, praise the Lord. He said the string instrument, praise the Lord. He said the percussion, amen. He said praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever, whoever you are that the Creator made, amen. Praise ye the Lord, amen. Word to God, because of what? Because he is Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. He's the high priest. He's the beastie one. Amen. And so we should, on a daily basis, amen, glory to God, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord for just waking you up this hallelujah. Just praise the Lord for waking you up this morning. Praise the Lord for your sound mind on this morning. Praise the Lord that you have activities of your limb. You have two legs, you're able to walk. If you don't have two legs, amen, yet still praise ye the Lord, glory to God. Because if you're in a sick bed at home, praise ye the Lord. If you're in a sick bed at the hospital, praise ye the Lord, glory to God. Praise ye the Lord, amen, because you're yet still alive. Because guess what? You could be dead, hallelujah. And anything that's dead can praise. Anything that dead cannot even move. So praise ye the Lord, amen, with your hands and you raise them up high. Praise ye the Lord in a dance, glory to God. Because when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you, your soul will shout. Your soul will cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank God, and you'll thank God, what, for saving me, amen. That he caught, he allowed, he was mindful of little old me, amen, glory to God. And so we just bless the Lord, amen. And so as we are preparing ourselves, amen, because God is preparing us. He's preparing us right now, glory to God, amen, just to be available to those that are up on the line, hallelujah. And it's just it's a sacrifice. It's a great sacrifice for anyone that are here, the leaders, glory to God, and those that wake up early in the morning, David said, I will seek your face, amen, to come here at 5 a.m., amen, at 6 a.m., at 4 a.m., at 3 a.m., glory to God, amen, hallelujah. It's a sacrifice for them because guess what? That means that they're looking. They're looking for something. They're looking. They're looking for manna from God. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Because they could yet still be asleep. Mother Sydney, I could still be asleep. Prophet Matthew, amen, they could still be asleep. We could all still be asleep. Amen. But yet we allow the Spirit of the Lord to wake. The Spirit of the Lord woke us up. Amen. Glory to God. And we didn't shake them out and say, oh, Lord, I don't want to wake up. Let me get a few more hours of sleep. But no, the Spirit man rose up out of obedience because the Word of God tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah,
yes.
Spirit of God, because we all have a mandate upon our life.
It is, Mother.
We have a mandate upon our life, glory to God. And when we wake up, this is like your watch, hallelujah. Glory to God, as Habakkuk say, Habakkuk 2:1, amen, he said how he's going to stand up on his watch. He's going to stand up on his post, amen. Glory to God. And whatever watch you stand up on and whatever walk that watch that God's giving you, you're responsible, amen, for that watch. Amen. I think about in the military, hallelujah, how they have watches, amen, glory to God. And whatever watch that they're on, they're responsible for anything and everything that happened up on their watch. Because what? They're supposed to be alert. They're supposed to be vibrant. Amen. Glory to God. They're supposed to walk the the grounds, hallelujah. It's just like, you know, even when you hear at home, amen, you got the third watch, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. And they on watch, amen. What are the intercessors doing? They're praying on their watch, glory to God. Hallelujah, because they're praying in what? They're praying in the spirit, hallelujah. They're warring in the spirit, hallelujah. For those that are unable to war, you know, for themselves, they're intercessors, yes, God, because they intercept, amen. They intercept, amen, the darts, the fiery darts and the plans, amen, that the enemy tries to put up on you, that he has for you, amen. They intercept stumbling blocks. They intercept, amen, the darts of the enemy, amen. They intercept, glory to God, witchcraft and voodoo, amen. They intercept all those things, glory to God, that is not like God. And then they're able to intercede, amen, to stand in the gap for you, glory to God, because when they intercede and they intercept, hallelujah, they're taking the hit. Yamakataya, they're taking the hit for you. And so this morning, Psalms 51, praise ye the Lord, amen, for the intercessors. Hallelujah.
That's hallelujah. It. Praise that's the Lord.
Praise him, amen. Hallelujah. Just continue to praise him. And we always say as the intercessor, who shall pray for the intercessor? But God always has one there praying. Amen. A certain person is always praying. I think about Anna in the Bible, amen, as she stayed in the temple on her watch. She had a watch, amen. She stayed in the temple. She served in the temple. She interceded in the temple. Amen. The elbow shy, God. And God has a watch for each one of us. Amen. Because when John said, let your heart not be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, when I go, he said, he's going to return back. And so when he, wherever watch your own, amen, glory to God, he's telling you he's going to leave, but he's going to come back. And so the watch that you are on, amen, he's going to return on that watch. He said, because he said, I have to go. He's telling you at that moment. He said, but I'm coming back. He said, but I'm coming back for you, glory to God. And so where you're at, glory to God, the time that I gave you this instruction, glory to God, that's where I'm going to meet you at, amen. That's where I'm going to bring back what I promised you, glory to God, that you may be with me, amen, in paradise, that you may be with me for eternity. Oh, bless his name. That's why the psalmist say, praise ye the Lord, amen.
Yes.
Praise God in his sanctuary. Hallelujah, glory to God. And so early this morning, as we are awakened, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, because when you praise the Lord, when I praise the Lord, I get strength from praising God because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we just welcome you here to Open Forum. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because as I continue to think of God's goodness, amen, as I continue to think, amen, hallelujah, what God has done and what he is doing and what he has done, amen, the past, present, and the future, because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Glory to God, my soul cried, hallelujah. I thank and praise God for saving me. Hallelujah. When you continue to thinking of God's goodness, amen, we could go on and on and on.
And on. That's it.
It will never stop because as we continue to think on God's goodness, as we continue to execute, amen, and exalt God, he continue to just, what, continue to pour out in us, glory to God. And
yes.
He takes us, oh my, the Oshaya God. It seems like he takes us from glory to glory to glory to glory to my Kataya, the mind of the Oshaya. From glory to glory to glory, oh my, the Oshaya, until you were have transcended, amen, up out of this body. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. People of God, God is doing something right now. He is doing it. God had already, if anybody said, God, there's a ship going on, no, the ship have already bend. God have already shifted. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he in his ship, he already shifted and you're in play. And now he's pouring out. He's pouring out. He's pouring out. Amen. He's opening up the doors again for his people. Opportunity. He's pouring out the favor, his favor upon his people. Amen. The word of God, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Amen. That is being fulfilled. That is being fulfilled. Amen. Because his people are in position to receive what God has for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. God is.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's happening. It's happening, saints of God. Hallelujah. It's happening because your spirit, you have to be so sensitive. Don't be so ignorant about saying devices. Come on now.
Yes.
You know when you know that when there has been when there has been a shift in you. You know when there has been a shift in the atmosphere. Glory to God. You know when something has changed down to your core, down to the marrow of your bone. You know when there has been a manifestation of God and a changing and a turning and a turning over and a refilling and, oh God, a realigning of your anatomy, of your thought process, of your brain set. You know, amen, glory to God, that when you read the word of God, hallelujah, it just illuminates. It just, oh God, you become under the higher. It just jump out at you. I must need to show you because God is doing it right now. That new thing that we keep saying he's doing has already been done, and it's new to you because you never experienced. Amen, because he said there's nothing new up under the sun. Hallelujah. But it's new to us. It's new, amen, to the Osiah. It's awakening for us, glory to God. And I think about you, the prophecy, if it's true prophecy, amen, it's being fulfilled. If they prophesize or they're giving you a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, it's being fulfilled. It's coming to pass, amen. The words that God has spoke to you, glory to God, is coming to pass. Amen. It's been in operation right now. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Can you see the size of the tide? Amen. I think about, hallelujah, when the Lord said that I'm going to wow you in this season. That was back in 2015, God said that, in this season. So it's still this season. Oh, my. It's still this season. Because God is yet still wowing Mother Sydney. He's wowing me in so many areas of my life, glory to God. I mean, it's a wow thing that's happening in my life right now. Oh, glory to God. What God doing when he say, I'm a wow, he say, I'm going to blow your mind. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And I continue to say, blow my mind, God. Blow my mind, because when he blow your mind, hallelujah. God, there's nothing we'll be able to withstand. Amen. The power of God, the knowledge of God, the work of God, the move of God. Hallelujah. God, in your mind, glory to God, because the word of God tells us, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. God said, I'm transforming you so that I can transcend you, mind, that you may go from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. And when you make it to glory, you're going to say, glory, hallelujah. You'll be able to give them the highest praise, glory to God. They're like
that's
a cherubim sitting around the throne of God and saying glory. They're saying glory throughout the day, all day long, glory to God, because they're in a place where time does not exist. Time does not exist. There is no star, there is no moon, there is no sun, but the S-O-N, glory to God, because we don't need a natural sun, Lord God. Because you got the S-O-N shining brightly, then the S-U-N, because the Creator, anything that the Creator made, amen, the creature cannot outpraise or outshine the Creator, none of the Oshaya God. And when it spoke the Son, S-U-N, into existence, amen. Oh, glory to God, because when that day come, that Son, Hamani the Oshaya God, will exist no more. So the S-O-N can continue to shine out through eternity. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We welcome you early this morning. We welcome you early this morning to open forum. Amen. We welcome you here. Glory to God. Amen. Come on. Come on over here. As the older Saint Jesus said, come over here. Well, the table is spread, high.
The feast of the Lord is going on over here.
Glory to God. And the feast of the Lord is going on. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, because he prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Oh, glory to God. Those that's looking at you, amen. Hallelujah. Behind closed doors, those that watching you right in your face, standing right beside you, standing in front of you, standing behind you, hoping you're gonna fail. Oh, glory to God. Oh, my, praying against you, glory to God, saying that with their mouth that they for you, glory to God, but in their heart and their spirit, glory to God, they praying witchcraft over you. My need to be your shire, God. They praying against your sins, glory to God. I'm need to be your shire, God. They trying to tap in to the Oshaya, God, to the mind, to the soul that God has given you to impart his wisdom, impart his knowledge. But they're in the midst, hallelujah, they're like wolf in sheep clothing, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible tells us we have to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Oh, glory to God. Because God is hiding up our spiritual discernment. He's hiding up our prayer life. Glory to God. He's giving us stamina. He's giving us strength. He's strengthening our vocal cord. Mind to be Oshaya, God. He's strengthening, oh, glory to God, our mind. He's making our mind sharper. Oh, glory to God. He's giving us physical stamina in these days because we are in a warfare. It's not a natural, it's not flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual warfare against principality, against power, against wickedness of the darkness. Glory to God. Don't fool yourself, hallelujah, God, because it's only a smoke screen. Don't fool yourself about the things you hear in social media. Don't allow these people to mesmerize you. Don't allow them to transform your mind, hallelujah, God. If it's not of God, don't allow them to woo you in and to draw you in, oh God, to the trickery of the enemy, because he said he appeared as the light. He come as a light, but he's not the light. He has some power. Oh, glory to God. Yes, he does. He's the prince of the air. He has some power, but he don't have all power. But you have to remember that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So it does not matter if the prince of Persia has power of the air, glory to God. But we have all power that's dwelling down on the inside of us. Oh, glory to God. That's why we said spring up, oh well. The songwriter, spring up, oh well, within my soul. Spring up, oh well. And he said, make me whole. Yeah. He said, another song said, I have the river of life flowing out of me. It makes it. So that river of life is power. It does something. It has power, amen. Dunamis power from God. And the Oshaya, don't let the enemy twist you up. Don't let him trip you up. Don't mind the Oshaya, God. Don't be so ready to hear from every prophetic person, glory to God. Don't be a prophetic junkie. Oh, my, the Oshaya, God. Na-na-na-na-na-haya. Oh, glory to God, because the word that God has for you, oh, glory to God, it was sanctioned in your spirit. Hallelujah. Don't let everybody, don't give your ear to everything and everybody, the Oshaya, God, because the Spirit of the Lord said, he that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit said unto the church. He said, sheep know my voice, and another he will not follow. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is in me, bless his one name. I just wanted to exhort the Lord on this morning. I just want to give you a little encouragement on this morning. Hallelujah, glory to God, because I tell you, when I went to bed on the last night, I minded it the most. Thanks of God, I tell you, God is doing something in this atmosphere that has transcended the earth realm. It's transcended the earth realm. Oh, my, the Oshaya, God. And your spirit has to be sensitive. Your spirit has to be in that place to receive what God is doing in this season. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. I tell you, Prophet Matthew, Mother was praying yesterday, amen, for this young lady. And I tell you, I prayed. I told him, I said, I feel like I'm about losing my mind because I was praying so hard. And the Spirit of the Lord, I said, it feels like somebody is inside me. And it was just the Spirit of God. And I'm telling you, it just felt like my whole being was about just going crazy. Amen. You know, like a radical crazy, like you worrying. I was worrying in the Spirit.
Yes.
I was being a battle act. I was worrying. Continuous worry in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, how long can this body take this? Oh, my, the Oshaya, God. And I felt the Spirit of God. It felt like he just sat down in me. And I'm like, whoosh, my, the Oshaya. I said, I got a second wind. And I feel that even right now. I said, Lord, you have given me a second wind. Hallelujah, my, the Oshaya, God. And you know, I just hear the Spirit of the Lord said, come forth, my handmaid. Come forth, my handmaid. God is saying, come forth, my handmaidens. Come forth, my Oshaya. Oshaya, God. Because I've already done that new thing in you. Oh, my Oshaya, God. My Oshaya. Let the river flow through you. Oh, glory to God. Let the Spirit of the Lord flow through you. I hear you, Prophet Matthew. He said, don't have a drawback spirit. Because God is pushing you into the forefront. God is pushing you, and you. Although by the sound of my voice, amen, God is pushing you, let him push you, amen, let him push you over, amen, continue to fall forward in God, don't lean unto your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, he said, because the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, let him continue to order your steps. Let them continue to order your way. Oh, glory to God. God is saying opportunity is here. Opportunities are open. Oh, my, Omni Yoshaya, God. He said, I've opened up this portal. This portal is open for you. Amakataya. He said, opportunities, amen. So when he said opportunity, amen, he's not saying a certain opportunity. It's a variety. Opportunity. Omni Yoshaya, God. Opportunity for home, opportunity for wealth, opportunity for job, opportunity, whatever opportunities, Omni Yoshaya, God, that you need. Amen. That's going to help you, glory to God, in the kingdom of God. That's going to help you while you're sojourning and passing through this world, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. He just said that portal of opportunity is open. Hallelujah. Portal is open. Glory to God. So you know what you've been asking the Lord for. Hallelujah. At this period and at this time. That's why we have to praise ye the Lord. Amen. I exalt you on this morning to praise ye the Lord. Praise him. Praise him in his sanctuary. Continue to praise him. Let him continue to work that which, to work that out of you, to work that thing out of you. Oh, my, we bless the Lord. Amen. If you have a comment or question, oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's early in the morning, Satan. Saints of God, I said Satan. Yeah, Satan, it is early in the morning, Satan. And we keeping you up under our feet. And we stuffing your head, Amakataya. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the Lord on this morning. Amen. So, saints of God, just make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Even if you have to encourage your own self, be encouraged over there.
Well, David asked you, Mother.
Doctors, amen. You're right, prophet. In the hospital, glory to God. Those that are about to have surgery, be encouraged, amen. Because the Lord said that he would never leave you. He would never forsake you. He's going to be with you to the ends of the world. You shall live. You shall live and not die. Those are preparing for surgery.
Live
and not die. You are made whole. You are healed. You shall live and not die. You just have to go through the procedure, glory to God. But God got you. God is guiding the surgeon's hand. He's guiding the anesthesiologist's hand. Your blood pressure is going to be regulated. Glory to God. In the Oshaya, God. No disease, no anything, no infection. Oh, glory to God, because God is in the midst of each one of those that are on the team that's caring for you as you're going into your surgery and aftercare. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Angels of the living God is going up and down the hospital hallways. Angels of the living God is standing in the surgery room over the surgeons. Oh, my, Shia God. Gonna give him a clear patch of sweat. Gonna guide his hand. Oh, glory to God. We thank and praise you. Prophet Matthew, Dr. Matthew, it is hallelujah.
Happy
it
morning,
is in your hand. Glory to God. I just wanted to exalt the people on this morning. I just wanted to give them a little praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Just give them a little encouragement on this morning. God bless you. Hallelujah.
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 Bless the Lord on today.
Oh, bless his
name. And I tell you,
hallelujah.
When you start a fire with the prophetic match, all you have to do is just come to the fire and get warm. So while the fire was going, I was just standing in there, staying warm
Hallelujah.
In the atmosphere of what he was doing and saying. And so I just thank God today for what you just released to the people. And as those who are following us and listening in, it is open forum. And this is an opportunity for you to ask a question. Make a comment or a statement, or you can give a praise report at this very moment, this very time. And certainly we are engaging God's people into all of the things that the Lord is doing in their life and for their life right now, and the right now of their life. The timing that we are in is very important for the believers to be able to tap into what the Lord is doing at this very moment for many of us. The warfare that we're experiencing now is gigantuan. And many people in this hour are not aware of how the enemy is setting up these land mines through the Nephilim, which means fallen in the actual Greek, of angels who are in the earth realm coming in a form of light, like you would say, Mother, in a form of light. And
yeah,
right now they're heavy because anytime you're dealing with time change and time zone, you're dealing with confusion against the human body. There's a lot of confusion going on in the human body right now because the enemy and not me is missing eternity. Inside of us, enemy inside of us is eternity. And what the enemy is doing to a lot of people is he's fooling the direction of time in us and light inside of us. And we have to really be able to decipher, that's a Greek word, means the goreo, decipher what's right and what's wrong, especially when it comes to the word of God or sound of people, because people can say things to you. And it can sound biblically correct, but behind the symbol of it will lead you into the wrong direction. And you, if you don't feel that space, which the word of the Lord God said, in my Father's house are many mansions, that word in the actual Greek means space or place. And when you take it to the spirit world, it means a dimension, a space and a dimension. And if you don't feel that with the word of God, somebody can come with a word and use the spiritual connotation to fool people, because that's how the Satan does. He is the angel of a light, angel of light, of a light. And so what he'll do to many people is he'll have you believing it's God. Just imagine, saints of God, Mother Sydney, how many people in the world have received a prophecy that was never signed for you from God. Jeremiah 29:11 said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And they gave you a prophecy based upon their thinking or their access to you. And you are following a prophecy that is not the will of God. Listen to this. This thing is so close to many people's lives, and it's not the reality. Let me give you a perfect example. There's some prophecies that were given to my leader before he passed away. And if the prophecy is the fourth tale, then it speaks to the future, speaks to the future of a matter. Some of those things did not happen. So the question is, was it God? What happened? Mm-hmm. What transpired? The prophetic word, when God speaks from eternity, his word is exact to the DNA and the specific of what he said. And his word is a target word. Now, is that premature death? It is, because we can make decisions and choices. But if you're not careful, you will be following a frequency or a word that will be connected to an illusion and establish a delusion in a hallucination, it will drive you from the plan of God for your life. You remember in the scripture when God sent the young prophet into the city to release a word, and he released the word, and God told him, once you release the word, leave the city. The young prophet released the word. The older prophet came and gave him a word over the word. He ended up dying. Why? Because he listened to a word over the word. It's the beginning of time, the word of God, John 1:1, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. He spoke you. And the word was God. And then he, in the beginning, the word became flesh, us, Sisnu. He knew exactly every human being on this earth how his word was going to match. Detail. He didn't change his mind. Detail of the word. If someone prophesied into the word, over the word, and it's not true, it doesn't mean what God said isn't true. It's what you did. You let somebody overlap. You let somebody erase. You let somebody interfere with that realm of spirit.
Yeah.
Because you're not waiting on God, or you impatient. Do you know patience have a pattern to it? There's a strategic pattern to the word patience. If you wait on the Lord, it will work. And there's people that are living in their own illusion about a word. And that word has to match the DNA of what God said. And so many people are missing it because they allow the enemy to trick them with the word. They're tricking them. And so many things, and I know what I'm saying sounds confusing to people, but I don't want it to be confusing to you, because I want you to understand that when God does something for you, he does it exactly for you, complete, to the place where when it's spoken, there's peace in it. Listen to this. God give you peace in the word. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of good and not of evil. To give you an expected end. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. So the results should be exactly what the Lord has said or spoken in your life and through your life. If you stay on the plan of God and you stay in the will of God, he will move on his plans concerning your life, purpose, destiny, events. Time, exactly the way it does it. And if you move out of that place, then the enemy can fill that space with whatever he wants when you give him access to it. He can fill it. He can fill it. He can fill it with what he wants. Now, here's what is a reality. Many people went to the store. Let me put it like that. They go to the movie. Or the theater and watch a movie. There are people that go to a movie theater and they'll record the movie. Now listen to this. They'll record that movie, the exact movie, and they'll sell it on the street. So you're not willing to pay the price for the movie. So what you'll do is you'll buy a DVD of the exact movie so that you can watch it without paying the price. Some want to watch it because they want to be the one that gets to see the movie before others. And you purchase a DVD from someone who recorded the exact movie,
come on, man.
The exact come on, man. Event, and then they sold it to you. Because you're not willing to pay the price for the original movie. Stay with me. You're not willing to pay the price for the original movie. So what you do is you buy a duplicate or a burnt CD. It's called a burnt CD. You burn the video, burnt CD, and you're at home watching it, and you're being entertained by it. But all of a sudden in the movie, you hear another sound. You see a person walk across the screen. You notice, man, wait a minute. This ain't the original. This is a burnt CD. Look at how many people in the world the enemy been burning them with a CD. He burnt you with exact details. Why? Because you're not willing to pay the price to get to that place, and you're willing to be a prophetic junkie for a word you need so it can quickly make you feel good, temporary, and you miss eternity. Everything is eternal, not temporal. God's hand is on so many people who are walking around with what? A burnt idea that somebody gave them, and it does not fit the profile, and they're living and breathing under the microscope of a demonic sound, thinking it is the presence of the Lord. And they'll sell it to a genre of other people that the prophet said it, or God's servant said it, or thus says the Lord. Now, the word of God said there are many prophets without. I didn't send them. They have gone out themselves. Anytime you're in a dispensation or an era where there's gross darkness, light shines in the gross darkness. And in that place, we as believers must be able to connect to the light that's entered in so that we can decipher if it's the word of God, if it's truth or false. That's why as believers under New Testament, we perceive. Old Testament, we receive. So there's a filter in between. But if you're full of mess, you can't filter mess out. If you're full of junk, you can't filter the mess out. If you're full of yourself, you'll never be able to filter it out. So we have so many people in the world saying, God said it, and God never even mentioned it or talked to them about it. So we have to be very careful of what is sold to us. How is it that in 2020, listen to this, if you go back and Google it, maybe you go back and Google what I'm telling you. Go back and Google. If Dr. Fauci told all of America that you don't need to wear a mask, it's not working. Now listen to this, American people. And he already told you that taking a shot, he told you, he sold you this, that if you take the shot, you won't get coronavirus. He said it. It's on record. It's in the history book. It's already spoken. Other people said it. And you put on a mask, boom, you get coronavirus. That's what they say. You receive the shot, and you get sicker again. But you still keep going over the same thing. Is it Dr. Fauci, or is your mental capacity that's been sold a reality or a fantasy, and you bleed yourself into it? Sensory, they desensitize you to tell you exactly what's happening. How many people? And then the last big disease, listen to this, Mother Thelma City, the last big disease that they sold the people was called the monkey virus. Isn't it interesting? The monkey virus. That was the last big one before they changed it. And they were setting you up to let all of the people know, what do a monkey do? A monkey climb trees. A monkey around. They sold you. So when they last gave you the disease, they said, ha, let's come up with a monkey virus. In other words, they let you know that we made you all monkeys and gave you the virus. And guess what? People bought into a monkey virus. Isn't that interesting? A monkey virus. Anything with name and sound, it makes sense. But to the people who are controlled by the teleporting system, which is television. They deceived by it because they only go along with what they told or trained. He who controls your hearing controls your what? Your destiny. They can control your life.
Yeah.
They can control your way. They can control your mind. They can control your best interests. And they dominate the things you do. And that's how the enemy gets so many people. The enemy is a master of an illusion. He's a master of disguise. Now, he comes back and he tells the whole world, it's on record. He tells the whole world, every single person in the world. And I'm telling you, believe me, he told the whole entire world, you don't need to wear the mask. Now, look at New York City right now. The New York City mayor and city council is telling everybody to take off your mask. But here's how they're manipulating the people. Well, we've been having so many robberies that we're making the people take off the mask. You see that illusion? But just 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, they were reinforcing a mask. Now they're saying it's criminal because there's so many criminals in New York take off the mask. Well, it was criminals when they told you to put on a mask. Now they're using the same mystery. No, I won't use the mystery. They're using the same term to make you take off the mask. So they're forcing businesses that when you go in to make you take off the mask. Isn't that, look how confusing that is. People say, that's confusing. No. The last big disease was called the monkey disease. They getting ready to monkey you around. They monkeyed you around when they did it. They monkeyed you around when you don't. Because of the enemy. And then everybody else played on the monkeying around. So what you have is a bunch of confused people monkeying around right now. The people are being thrown off, sold, genre. Now, we as a people, but look how powerful God is. He took you into a place where you can be more wealthier than you ever been. Under the virus, under the pandemic, he gave us the opportunity to become millionaires. Billionaire if you wanted to be. Every opportunity was available. But people didn't seize the moment. Why? Because their mental capacity was so under the illusion of COVID-19, cold, corona, the disease, 19, started in 19. Everything was done. Here we are in 2023. The people is now full of an anesthesia sound. You know what an anesthesiologist is? It's a person that prepares a body to go under a knife so that you won't feel the pain. So they created a sound in the earth realm that will soothe your pain before that sound operated on your life. Now you get what I said. There's prophecy that will soothe your pain until the enemy can cut you out, cut you off, cut you into pieces, cut your life apart, and bring you into the trap. An anesthesiologist gets paid very good money. They have to determine your heart, your blood level, your organs. Are you available? Your weight. Are you available to go under the knife with this anesthesia? And when they do it, they perfectly put the right amount in your body. The enemy has perfectly put the right amount of anesthesia in the mind of the people through the cerebellum and cerebrum. And it was just enough to get you to go under the trap, under the knife, under the issue. Now, let me take you over to Matthew's chapter 8 and tell you exactly what the centurion man said to Jesus concerning under something. Listen to this, believers. This will bless you prophetically. Here's what he said. The centurion man comes into the city. It's the word of God from the book of, let me make sure I got the verse of it exactly right oftentimes. Chapter 8 of Matthew, verse number 5. Now, here is the centurion man, a Roman officer. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion man beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy. Now, cerebral palsy is based upon a crippling disease that enter into the central nervous system and affect the organs in the body through the bone, grievously tormenting. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Listen to this, men and women of God. I'm going to start your day off with a mystery through a revelation.
Yeah.
Here's what he says to them. Now follow me clearly what the centurion man told Jesus. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Let me take you back. What did they do? They took you under the trap. Do you know what subway means? Subway means under. Under. Subway. Subway. It means under. And it erupts and go up. He said, I'm a man, come under my roof. I speak the word, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man, now look at the word again. We go to under two. This is twice he said it now. Under authority, that's two. Have soldiers, three, under me. I say to them, man, go, and he goeth, and to another come, and he cometh. My servant do this, and he does it. Now notice how prophetic this was. He says under how many times? One. He said two. He says three. Now look at the realm of dimension. Under. He takes you. He said, I'm not worthy for you to go under my roof, number one. He moved and said, I'm a man under authority, number two. Now notice he said, you're not worthy to enter into my house under authority. I'm a man under authority, and I have soldiers under me. So he takes you to understand the spiritual realm of what? House, living and raising. Two, the power of his manhood authority and the power that he operates under authority of warfare. So I'm a man that does what? I'm a man that don't want you to come under my house. Don't want you to come under my authority. I don't want you to come under the authority of the people that control. What I want you to do is transcend. Now, let's look at the word transcend. Transcend simply means, it means rise above, go beyond, transcend the limits of thought. Many people don't know how to transcend because they don't know how to rise up out of it. They go under things. When you transcend, you move above. You surpass human cognitive ability. You move beyond the ordinary common experience of human knowledge, where the human mind and the ability in God's divine, supernatural, infinite power does what? Transcend. The Hebrew word for transcend is tikkadis. It means to surpass, outdo. It means to exceed. Many people don't know how to transcend themselves because they don't know how to change what the enemy has done. To transcend simply means to change your thought pattern. So when the enemy comes in, here's what the word of the Lord God. When the enemy come in, the word of God said, like a flood, God raises up a standard. So when the enemy comes into your ear, God will drown out that frequency. When the enemy come in, like a flood, God will raise up. God wants to drown the enemy. He wants your enemy to be drowned, because when he come in, like a flood, God will drown him out. You have to understand, sound can be drowned out if you have the power to transcend. People don't transcend because they don't know how to drown the marine realm. Sound moves at 1,128 feet per second. That's larger than 3 baseball fields. That's 86,400 seconds in a day. If you transcend thought, you can move in spiritual dimensions far greater than the mind. You can be at home and transcend your thoughts. Before the ambulance can get to the hospital, you can be in the ambulance speaking breakthrough for people's life. When he told Jesus, he said, Jesus, I don't want you to go over. I want you to go under. I want you to go over this matter. You have the power to transcend. Jesus said, we'll do what? He said, come. I will come and heal him. I don't want you to do that. He said, I will come and heal him. He said, no, I'm not worthy for you to go under this realm in the spirit. I'm not worthy for you to be where I'm at in this dimension. I'm not worthy for you to be where I'm at. Don't do what I'm doing. Transcend your words. I don't want you to do all of these things based upon what I said. I want you to tap into a spiritual dimension and go to the house. Because by the time you walk to the house or go, my servant will be dead. I'm trying to get the people to transcend your thoughts. Move beyond what they told you. Dr. Fauci, a Jesuit order in the Catholic Church, in the secret world, who always understood the history of the church. Look at what happened. Two popes. One died. All at the end of 2022. Look at what they gave you. 2020. Now 2022. Before the dimensions of two ends, he transcends. He dies. You have to understand what's going on in 2023. 22 means life. 23 is a sacred number. Listen. 2, union. 3, divine. 5, grace. Divine union of grace for a marriage. 2023 is a ceremonial year. They cannot put anybody in the royal seat of the royal family, period. Because in this dispensation of time, it must be somebody of the melanated culture, background, race. The world is racing right now to change the trajectory of the earth realm. It can't happen, period. Now, look at the world. Look at what they did to those who wouldn't take coronavirus. They said, what we're going to do is we want to stick something up your nose. Now, listen to this revelation. Follow me, everybody that's listening. So, therefore, you're not going to take the coronavirus. So what we'll do, we'll tell you to get tested. We'll test you. And so what did they do? They went into people's nose and tested the nose. Now, why did they go in your nose? Well, let me take you over to chapter number 2 of the book of Genesis. Then God said, from the dust of the ground. Now, listen to this. He said, I blew into what? Your nostril, your nose, and your life became a living soul. What did they do? They went into your nose and messed with the soulless realm of your body. They went into your nose and touched the soulless realm. So they tested your soulless realm and punked you and played you. So what they did, if you didn't take the shot, they went into your nose where the life of your soul is, where you are, and then they affected your soulless realm. So they still understood the dimensions of how to play with you. All of these Nephilim, that's what they are, fallen spirits operate in the mystery of the heavenly. What God does is he reveals to the men and women of God the secrets of the fallen angels. That's what God wants us to know. He wants to reveal to every human being all of the secrets of one-third of the fallen angels. I don't want you to know anything. I want to reveal to you their traps, their manipulation, their sound, how they entered into people's lives, if it's reptilian, if it's a Nephilim. I want to reveal to the earth realm the mysteria, the phenomena of mankind's interest. So if I reveal it to you, then you will be chilling to them. Because once you reveal to them who they are, they already know you were already part of let us make man in our image and after our likeness. You have now discovered the after their likeness. They're trying to duplicate what God has already given us in the earth realm. So these ancient spirits, ancient society, these ancient demonic forces of people are duplicating everything. This world is an illusion. It's an illusion. And so most of the people from pulpits and churches are selling you an illusion, and you're buying into it, and you've been lured into a death trap and lured into a sickness. So now, in 2023, mid-year, 24, 25, 26, 27 is a trap. 28 and 29, the electric car that they're trying to make is going to move into the electrodes of human body. So they prepare your body to take out. Now listen to this. Count down the years, Mother Sydney. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. That's 7 years. After 7 years in Babylon has been completed, he will revisit us. Now for 7 years, we are going to succeed. We're going to be in the wealth. We're going to be in the success. But what they're doing is they're trying to stop your legacy, your heirs to your wealth, your invention, your wittiness. So they're planning and scheming. They haven't stopped yet. God has prophets in the land that's opening up the substratum of people by doing what? Going over and stopping them from taking you under. Many people are going under and not over. The prophetic word is supposed to take you over demonic spirits, over principalities, over power, over rulers of darkness, over spiritual wickedness in high places. You don't supposed to be under anybody. The government is, you're over the government. You're over the nation. You're over the Congress. You're over the president. You're over nation. You're over them. You rule over them. But the church is confused with its apostles and prophets. For apostles and prophets are baiting over who is the sick one. Well, Jeremiah 1 and 4, God said, go in, Jeremiah, tear down, throw down, build up. What? He went inside and did what? He did the same thing that the apostles are doing who really are imposter. They don't even know who they are. How do you make a man or a woman a apostle when they don't understand uncharted territory? They don't even understand realms and dimensions in the spirit. How is it that you are an apostle and you don't even know the level of how to sit in a council of God's will? Ooh. You don't even understand the Levitical priest anointing. You don't even understand the feast of the year. Do you know an apostle never celebrated pagan days? They were killed if they went into that. If you're an apostle and you celebrate these pagan days, do you know you were killed in the Old Testament? They don't even know that. can be all of these great things, and you say you're an apostle, and you're under, and you're not over. If you're an apostle, you can walk in spiritual dimension. You can operate in spiritual level. You're not here to create a fantasy world. Your title means nothing to God. Your body carries a spiritual dimension. You operate in levels of the spirit world. You can go into uncharted territory, and you can build up. That means territory that's unclaimed.
Oh,
you can't
yeah.
go to the post office and get a stamp and send it off. You can move in the spirit world. I am so tired of the genre of what people have been sold in the world. Do you know you can move in the spirit world and the realm of the spirit where you can live outside of this place? You can move in areas of your life that are so mysterious. Look at all the people in the world say, I'm here, but I'm not here. And they don't really understand it. But if a prophet comes, he can tell you why you're here, but you're not here. You're actually
yeah.
here, but you're not here. What you really say is, I'm in a world that doesn't exist. I'm in an illusion. I'm living in an illusion. So this thing means nothing to me. Look what I shared, Apostle Simmons, to the people on yesterday night. Now, I can share this with people. I don't teach on Wednesday. I don't teach on Wednesday. Why? Because I have a lot of respect for my friends and colleagues. Listen to me, people of God. I don't even teach on Wednesday because I got three or four pastor friends that does Facebook Live. Now, I can say this with my heart. I know if I come on Facebook Live, all of their audience will come over to me. This is honest. But I kept fighting this on. I said, well, Lord, I don't want to go on Facebook tonight because I got friends. Do you know God said, that means nothing to me when you're a friend to me? See, you got friends.
Come
you're
on,
a friend
man.
To me. I was sitting in my bed. Let me tell you something. I jumped up out of my bed. Say that again. And it didn't respond. You know why? Because God don't have to respond twice if you heard him once. Somebody just missed the revelation. Let me say it again. God don't have to respond twice when he said it once. We want him to respond again to something he said once. He don't have to duplicate himself if you already open for his presence. So what I did, I came down. I set up my table, set up everything. I made some commitments. I was going to do some things. Holy Spirit said, go to Facebook. So I went over to my page. Go to my Facebook page. I opened it up and go straight into my teaching. I'm ministering to the people. 60 plus stop. People following me. Holy Spirit said, now you understand what I'm telling you to do. You're transcending the people. You're telling the people. So God did what? He ministered. Miracles happened. Lives were touched. I even went over some of the things. Even T.D. Joshua ministry followed us. If you go over to that page, they follow us. I was looking at it. There was other nations following what I was sharing. So I went on and said, man, look at the people who follow me. He said, now, just imagine you saying your friend. If you become a friend of mine, I give you access. Abram to Abraham. Job to double. David, my friend, listen to this. You have to hear the voice of God over who you call your friend. That's a powerful place in the kingdom of God. And you have to hear the voice of the Lord. So when God speaks, God's presence is operation. Now let's go to the next verse here where the centurion man said. Here's what he said in verse 9. For I am a man under authority. I don't want you to come under this authority. I have soldiers under me. I don't want you to come under this authority. And I can say to this man, go. and he goeth into another come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, look what he said. He marveled and said to them that followed him, verily, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. So he went into the spirit world, is a centurion man, and called Jesus to shift the entire climate of Israel, because Jesus said, I've never seen this faith in Israel. He never seen such power in Israel that came. Some of us, you have to understand the power you carry in you that can change a nation, can change a world, can change a climate, can move hemispheres and trochospheres and biospheres and lithospheres and heliospheres. Your impact of who you are can transcend nations and countries. You can change one continent with your sound. If it's seven of them, you can change all of them based upon being able to transcend your thoughts. If the Lord says in Matthew 14, in my Father's house are many mansions, he already said it to centurion, man, I'm not worthy for you to go under my house because you're taking me to a dimension of the Father's house. I'm not worthy for you to move in the realm. If you can flow in this dimension, this space, you have brought eternity to me. You're bringing the kingdom to me now. You have the power to move in this realm. All of the hell I've been through this week, all of the battles I went through in 2023, and I understand it. I'm not oblivious to what's going on. There is a trajectory of frequency that God has given me to carry to the nation of the world, and I'm being distracted by the foolishness of the spirit realm. So you have to transcend your thought. The Greek word is hupabello, to overthrow or beyond, to run beyond. You have to move beyond that which have kept you bound by things. For cities, and just before a phone call came to me, listen to this, thanks to God, a phone call came to me, listen to this, Brother Sidney, people of God.
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Ghost said to me, don't be moved by emotion. Don't fall into the emotional trap. As soon as I said that, I laid back down. I get a call. God bless you. Immediately, all emotion. Oh, amen. Now listen. Don't sound like you care. Don't sound like you don't understand. Don't sound, and I'm listening, I'm listening, I'm listening. I'm waiting till they get done. Let me tell you something. Your silence can never be misquoted to humanity, but your silence can be quoted to the enemy. Never said a word. When they were done, let them finish. Said, okay. God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing. Let me get back with you. Look at that. Look at the place. Hung the phone up. In here back. You know why? Because I'm not being moved by the emotion. I'm being moved by motion round. When you're in a space with God, you don't bring another encounter with an encounter. When you with God, enemy uses everything to distract you. So how do you save the person that's in their emotion when you're already in motion? Just send the word and keep moving. Women of God, men of God, if you operate in the presence of God, don't allow people to play down on your greatness. After they have told you their story, their illusion, their delusion, finish, hang up, send the word. The centurion man told Jesus, speak the word. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now another revelation came in. He didn't tell him to send the word. He said, speak the word. If you speak the word is already transcended to its place. If you speak the word, it already has the power to go over the matter. We are so caught up and inundated with people issues. You know what happened yesterday, Mother Sydney? This is what came in the administrator week to Brian.
Yes.
As I was sitting down, the Lord took me back to 2007. Something happened that was life-altering. 2007, life-altering. It started in 2006. I would get a call from my sister who was struggling within her own life, her mind. Now listen to this, people of God. Beautiful sister. She would call me in the wee hours of the night to talk to me. Let me tell you something. When she would sit and talk to me, listen to this, people. I can hear demon spirits in the background. I can hear those spirits talking to her, playing with her mind. She would call me and just be talking. Mother Sydney, I'm telling you, that's a whole nother level. While she's talking, I can hear the demon talking, moving around, making noise. And I was a voice of healing for her. But the enemy was attacking her. In her mind, I could hear the voice. So I would begin to talk, and those demons would silence themselves. They would shut up. They would get quiet. They wouldn't even make noise. And I would begin to pray for her. I'd be like, by the devil, begin to talk to her about things that she grew up with, the Holy Spirit being in her life. I began to talk to her about the things of the Lord. Now, I'm not saying that this is not an indictment against anybody, but you got to be careful who you connect with in your life, whether it's marriage, dating people. Because a lot of times, people who are connected to your life will interfere with God's doing based upon their emotion, their insecurity, their jealousy, and they will get in the way of what you are assigned to do with God's will. So, because I allowed someone to interfere with the move of God and my obedience because of their emotions and their feelings, I allowed the enemy to interrupt destiny. Listen to this. I allowed the enemy to do it, interrupt destiny. So I was minister to her. Then she would call me another night, all around the same time, 12 to 1 o'clock. So what I did, Apostle Simmons, because the person that was connected to my life was insecure, jealous, and kept hindering me, I decided not to answer the call. Listen to the people of God. God, Holy Ghost brought this back to me. So when she would call me, Mother Sydney, I wouldn't answer. She would call me again. Yeah. I wouldn't answer. She would call me again. I wouldn't answer. Because what I was doing, I was allowing someone to interfere with the will of God, the purpose of God. Months later, as we were coming into the latter months, she was sick and attacked. So I went to the hospital to see my sister. And I knew when I came into the operating room, listen to this, people of God, I came into the operating room, not the operating room, her room, and she was talking to me. My sister sat up in the bed, got up out of the bed, came over to me. She called me Ron Boy. And you don't call me Ron Boy. And don't let it slip out of your mouth because I rebuked you. So I'm letting you know that. Don't get to the deep where you can call me Ron Boy because you don't have access to that. And if you want to fight on your head, call me Ron Boy. You want to be rebuked, call me Ron Boy. Only family can do that. But listen to this. Now, that's not a thought. That's a warning because some people like to slip in the back door and say, Ron Boy, I'll tear you apart. Say it. And you think you know me now? Call me a name that's not what I tell you to do because you got a lot of people. They get rebellious and think they can get close to you. Call me the wrong name.
Come on now.
I'll mark you for death. Believe me. Don't play with me when it comes to that. Now listen to this. So she came up to me. Russell Simmons all around her. I smelled death. I saw the spirit. She came up to me. I said, well, sis, I have to leave because I got to go to a graduation for one of my children at the time. I said, I got to go to the graduation. But I said, I will be back. My sister looked at me with this unusual eye. And people, if you truly in the spirit of God, you'll see stuff. You'll see it. You'll see it. And you'll know. And I looked at my sister at that time. Everything in my life was right there. I hugged her. And she asked me the question, do you think I should take this operation? I said, well, what's going on? You know, what's happening? The conversation changed. And I hugged her and I said, I'll see you when I come back. She went back over to the bed, got under the blanket. Listen to this. I looked at her. For some reason, have you ever gotten your spirit? You know something, but you don't want to believe it. Let me tell some people something. If you ever feel something in your heart and you don't want to believe it, don't reject it. God is revealing to you secrets that you have power to overturn. And what people don't understand, when God reveals something to you, but you don't want to receive it, don't reject it. You have power to overturn it. Listen to this. So I went on that day. It disturbed me through the night. It disturbed me the next day. It disturbed me at the graduation. So on my way home, when I arrived back to my destination, or got back, I came close to to the area coming home. Listen to this thing. I get out of the van. The car was in. And there was a sound. I want everybody to hear this. There was a sound of a Nephilim. Listen to this. I heard a howling sound in trees. And I heard this dog bark like a sound. And what happened is this was actually happened. A Nephilim was fighting a human animal. And all I heard is go, rah, 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 and I heard a dog. And I heard the sound, and I said, that's a deaf spirit. The tree, the wind, the atmosphere, the wind started blowing. It started going, and it cleared the air. I had already knew what the enemy was up to. So I get back. My Tuesday night service is Tuesday night. Come to the service. I get a call from my mother on my way to the service. She said, Lorraine, I need you to get to the hospital right now. I said, okay, mother, I'm hitting you. How many know there's a certain sound from your mom, a mother, that you can't deny the warning? There's a certain sound in a child, in a person, in a child, loved one, a husband. There's a certain sound that you can get that you know that there's a warning there. I don't care if they cry wolf a million and plus. It's a sound you hear. So I tell a certain person, you all go to the church. I got to take care of business. And you know how the devil is. When I need to go to, you ain't need to go nowhere. Get to the church, handle the business of the church. I have an assignment to do. That's what I need you to do. Follow those instructions and don't worry about nothing else. Now the devil is. Well, I know what the word of God, I know what the Bible says. I know. Listen, do you know there's a, let me tell sisters, I want women to understand this. So all y'all women to understand. If you get married, you get a mate. There's a sound that your husband can make and listen to it. Don't go over that sound. Because what you'll do, you'll cause a curse to fall on you or God to do something. There's a certain frequency, and this is not a threat. This is so you can understand. There's a certain urgency in a voice of a man of God. If you hear his voice, you'll be able to understand his authority. It has nothing to do with your feelings. It's what God is stationing him to do. So I looked at this person, I said to them, I said, listen to me. I need you to handle the business at the church. I have to head to the hospital. They looked me in the eye, and they knew that I was not joking at that time. They understood the position I was in. Went on to the hospital. I get to the hospital, Civil Cross Hospital, Joliet, Illinois. And walk into the hospital. I go over to this little Starbucks there. I grab a smoothie. And I sit in a chair. And the soft voice says to me, I heard it real clearly, like a 911. The hospital over the intercom said, Cole Green, room such and such. Cole Green, such and such. I knew that was my sister. No one could tell me. I get on the elevator. I go up. The elevator opens. Siblings are laying on the hallway floor. Sister down the hallway crying. My other two cousins walks up to me, and I'm talking about you can hear the tears. I felt the presence. Let me tell you something. You have to know the power you have when you're really anointed in the kingdom. That's why I have to be very careful who's on your staff in ministry, who's connected to your life, who know who you are. You got to have zero tolerance for certain things. So I walked up there. I embraced my niece. My cousin hugged me. In the words where I say, you don't have to say nothing. I already told my cousin, you ain't got to say nothing. You ain't got to say nothing. They were just crying. I walked in the room. We're a huge family now. We're huge. It's 18 of us, but there's probably about 100 of them were all around everywhere. On the hallway floor, some crying. I walked in there. There's my brothers and everybody around my sister, and she's there. She's gone. I looked. My brother was standing there. My other sister was standing there. Niece was standing there. Cousin was standing there. Family was standing there. I don't know if my mom was there. Dad was there. Some of the other one, they were all there. I don't think my dad was there. And I looked. I didn't say a word. I looked at the tubes in her path. Now, let me take you from that and take you to another scene. That was May 2007. May, June, July, August, September 2007. One of my members of the church called me. Said these words, Mother Cindy. Pastor, I need you to pray. In Joliet at that time, in front of the post office, I was praying in the spirit. Listen to this. I was praying in the spirit for this person. Let me tell you the power of God. I was in my car. My body came out of me. Went into the hospital. Now, let me tell you first what happened. I prayed and prayed. And the young lady called me and said, Pastor. No, we were on the phone praying. I was praying. I said, Pastor, prayer. She was in the waiting room to pray. See, the doctor came in and said she was dead. She died. She dead. She dead. I said, no, she died. Go back. Listen to this, Apostle Simon. I told her, go back. I tell them, go back. I'm telling you, I said, listen to me. Tell them to go back. She's not dead. Listen to this, people, God. They had cut her brain open, went into the brain. I started praying again while she was on the phone. Do you know I transcend? Went into the hospital, saw this girl. I could tell them the whole story, the exact details of everything. Had nothing to do with me. God needs a vessel. He needs vessel. Nothing happened that has anything to do with you. He needs vessel. Her brain, she was moving, breathing. I said, tell him, go back. I said, go back. I said, just tell him, listen to me, tell him. They went in the operating room. The doctor came back and told her, she's not dead. Listen to this. The power to carry the anointing and just the word only. You can stop many things with your words. You have power to do it. She said, Pastor, the doctor said she's alive. I said, I already knew. The power of God. Let me give you one more example. I was at home praying this morning. That morning. It was the morning. I was praying, Mother, sitting on my knee because I was already praying. I was an intercessor anyway. Intercessor didn't start today. I was already praying. It's just that when you open up certain doors in life, the enemy can come in. Doesn't stop your place. I was praying. And in the spirit world, one of my friends who I knew called me and said, Prophet Matthew, my sister's in the hospital. They said she's in the operating room. No, this is what happened. She had actually died. Listen to this thing. She passed away. Do you know I started praying in the spirit? I had tapped into the spirit. Apostle Simmons, I was in the presence. I went to the morgue. Listen to this. I went to the hospital where the morgue was at. Downstairs in the basement where they pull the freezer in and out.
Yeah.
God had took me to that place, Mother Sydney. And I was sitting there, and I could see the spirit. I could see. And it was there. And a door opened. Listen to this. A door opened. My actual human body start going into a deformed state. And I started praying and binding the devil, the death spirit. And all of a sudden, a door opened, and the door was totally black. And I saw this spirit. And it was an image of her. But it went back in and closed. I'm like, wow, what was that? And this is what I heard in the spirit. She didn't want to come back. I'm telling you, some powerful experiences. Because you have power in the kingdom of God to do miraculous things. But you got to understand the state of people. Some people don't want to come back. Some people may be too late. You have to understand the power you have to move and transcend in the spirit world, in a realm, in levels, realm, dimensions of life. And when I saw that mother sitting, I jumped, my body came, myself, I came back into my body. When I turned, my entire chest, from my leg to my chest, was like turned sideways. And I had to get my body back in place. Why? Because yeah. What I did, I tapped into a spirit realm
mm-hmm.
where I had power through God, but she didn't want to come back. So the niece was calling me. I said, look, I didn't know how to even tell the family. I said, what if she, I said, okay, how do I tell the family she didn't want to come back? She didn't even want to be back here. I ended up having to do the funeral for the family. And I'm talking about you have to do a funeral. Whew. Man, people, you know, That was the hardest. I did three funerals, many, but these three was the hardest that I ever experienced. This was one of them. The weight of it. But she passed. Went on to be with the Lord. The power that you have in God to be able to move in the spirit realm and levels of God and spiritual dimensions that we have as believers. We have allowed, I'm going to take B out of the wheel. Many people have allowed the systematic theology and the systems of the world change the presence of God. We have allowed religion to be an opium to the people. People want Azusa. God want to take you farther than Azusa Street. People want Pentecost. God want to take you farther than Pentecost. People want to whatever that Pepsi-Cola revival. Those were for those times. This is a different time in history. God wants to do something through you that will change the course of the earth realm, and he needs a vessel that will be fearless in that area to do it. And you must be fearless when God opens that stage up in that arena. And you have to walk in it with total authority. Your 1 minute can be the greatest speech in the history of an event. Your 30 seconds can transcend the world. You follow God and watch the power of how God will move. That's what the Lord is doing. All of this stuff that people are doing are work. God wants his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. I wake up and say, Lord, I want your will to be done.
Yes.
All of this works. You're not going to heaven by works. You're already engrafted into the righteousness. Let his will be done. The work has been done. Jesus, Yeshua, has done it. You have to do his will. And so many people are saved, but they're not doing the will of God. They're doing work, but not his will. Works causes you labor. Will causes you greatness. You have to do the will of the Lord so his will can be done. How many people right now, you know without a shadow of doubt, you're doing the will of God? How many of you know that you're only doing work? Which one are you doing for the kingdom? Now, that doesn't mean you're going to miss God, but that means you'll miss opportunities to make history unveil. You want to do the will of the Father which sent you. Jesus said, I come to do the will of the Father. Are you coming? Are you here doing the will of the Father? Or are you operating under an opportunity that somebody has given you to do the will of the Father is far greater than all of these opportunities. Will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So many fears, setbacks, sins, choices hinder us. I even speak for myself. It hindered me. There are many things that have hindered my walk with the Lord because I allowed doors to be opened that should have never been opened. Excuse me. Yeah. I said things that I said things or let me put it like this, I should have said things and meant them instead of being passive with people, leaving doors open. You must be in his will. If you're not in his will, you'll miss many things that God has designed for your life and your purpose. You have to know the will of the Lord God and follow his will. That's man of God, and that's a woman of God. That's just not just me. That's the man of God. A man of God knows if he's married the will of God over his wife's life. He doesn't supersede that. He'll hear a voice and he'll say, you know what? That's God. That has nothing to do with his authority or his power. That's being understanding to hear the God in a person. If you hear the Lord in that individual, no matter where you are at, your obedience is a down payment for greatness for her or him. I gave you the illustration. I shared with you my end. So it goes both sides. For those who are too deep to get it. When you're doing the will of the Lord, you never want to interfere with what God is saying. I'm a person. It is important to know his will shall be done. Many people have missed his will because you're connected to the wrong person on the wheel.
I'm on there.
Many people have missed the will of God listening to the flesh tell you. Many people have missed the will of God being obedient to someone that God had told you to listen to him. That's leadership. That's people on a job, people in authority. You must follow the will of God. 2020, most people heard what leaders told them to do, not what God said. They knew what the Lord told them to do, but because they didn't want to hinder the leadership, they didn't want to be the one that, what is the term I want to use, break in and shake up the system. Let me just go alone. Let me just go alone so I won't be the one that looks like I'm an outsider. It makes no difference. Blind Bartimaeus was the only one that was called to Jesus, and he was the only one that what? Could not, but he can hear. Some of you, you need to be able to move in the spirit so you can hear. You may see, but you need to really hear now what the Lord is saying. There's something here in the land right now that's going on, and it's being hidden. It would have been hidden from the actual eye of many people. The reason being is because so many people don't want to be still in the presence of the Lord. We have a busybody spirit. Just get quiet before God and watch how he reveals so many things to you. And watch how powerful things will begin to manifest. Give God a chance. Watch him do it for you. I trust the Lord in every area of my life. I believe God. I believe the Lord for every move that is being done. Every win that is being made, you must be able to trust the Lord. If you trust him, he will trace your move. He will move for you. Trust the Lord, man of God and woman of God, and watch the inevitable happen. All of the experience in life that I've been through, Mother Thelma Sidney, of life after death experience.
Yeah.
Things that came before my eyes, situations of my experience still here, because I was not slated for death. God's hand is on you, man of God, woman of God. No. Serve the devil a notice. Do you have permission from God in this hour to tell these Nephilim, these people who think they have this power, what the Lord is saying to you? Nobody, Jesus said, nobody can take my life, lest I give it up. He told his mother, woman, what do this have to do with you? The time ain't even now. Matthew, John 2, I was reading about the marriage at the Cana of Galilee. It's a mystery right in that, it's a revelation in that. So you have to know, believers, what God is saying. Just imagine so many people who are not open to the power of God. Just imagine all of the oil on their life, but they're still not open to the power of God. They're afraid. How many people that stage fright? Have stage fright. How many people haven't stepped out because of fear that grips them, because of the power? How many people have justified saying, I'm going to pray about something before I do it, but really you was afraid because you didn't know that if you open your mouth, what would come out? You have to prepare a script for a Kairos moment. You ain't got to prepare a script for a Kairos moment. That's a right now time of God. That God will be done. He'll give you what you need. Everything you want, God will lay it out to you. Amen. All right, so we bless the Lord today. Thank God. I hope people, hope you heard what I said. Don't take it personal. Because sometimes when I share things via the social platform like I do, some people will come back with words that I use and use it in a joking terminology. So I have to let certain people know when I deal with things, I don't have time to joke or kid around. This is a very serious time for me. Do I have a human side? Absolutely. But some people don't know how to take a serious moment and keep it serious without throwing a humor in it. So you have to be very careful when you deal with people who don't understand how to be celebrated when they try to tolerate you. So we have to bring people to understand the position for which God has for us. Some things are not personal, not deep. It's just your feelings. I don't worry about your people's feelings. I don't live on people's feelings. I live on the power and the presence of God. Being in the place that I am, some things, if I did years ago, it would have been changed now. But because now I'm taking the stand, you can see the impact of the choices and decisions. So we have to walk in a certain aura in God, so the manifestation of things will be from him and not ourselves. So we thank God today for what God has revealed, what God is showing, and what God has allowed us to tap into and experience on today. All right. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. Mother Sydney, you just started the fire today. I came right behind. I stayed in the heat until it was my turn. And I learned one thing. When you're on fire for the Lord, people will come to see you burn. They will come. Get on fire for the Lord and watch people come to see you burn. When they come to see you burn, they want to be in the heat. That's what people are looking for. People are tired of being in this drought in church and this famine in the land. They want to know what the Lord is saying in this dispensation of time and for their life. There are many things that the Lord is doing. But we'll be right back after this commercial break.
It's a celebration. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 20th Year Church Celebration. It happens March 31st through April 2nd, 2023. You don't want to miss it. It kicks off Friday night, March 31st at 7 p.m. with Bishop Terrence L. Cooper Sr.
Christ Temple Church of Gary, Indiana.
Saturday, April 1st at 10 a.m.
with Prophet Jermone Durant,
Senior Pastor, Kingdom Makeover Ministries, Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Friday night service is a Saturday morning worship. We'll be ill at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
It's a Black Tie Gala honoring Dr. LaRon Matthews. Special guest, National Recording Artist, Paul Porter. And evangelist Natalie Caldwell Kirkpatrick. This will take place at Antora Banquets and Catering, 1112 U.S. Highway 41, Shearville, Indiana, beginning at 6 p.m. until midnight. Your tickets are $70 for adults, $30 for children. $70 for adults, $30 for children. The best tickets you'll ever buy.
Sunday morning, the 11 a.m. service will resume at RFPIN, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews is senior pastor.
For more info, call 708-825-1988, 877-912-2027, or see any member of the RFPIM team.
March 31st through April 2nd, the 20th church anniversary of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Get your tickets now and be there.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available time. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Amen. God bless the people of God. We thank God for you on today. All right. If we have any questions and comments, if you're on the Blog Talk Radio, if you have a question and comment for Evangelist Thelma, Cindy, or myself, I want to give you an opportunity. You just hit one on your dial over there on the Blog Talk side. I will bring you right in. If you have a question for the comment statement or a praise report, anyone on your dial will bring you on in. If you're on the conference line, you're following up here, the conference line as well. We want to give you an opportunity come in and give you the opportunity as well. It's so such a blessing to
Hallelujah.
Be in an atmosphere of what God is doing for so many people now in the world, and to honor the Lord for his powerful presence and his glory over many of you all in the season of ministry.
Amen.
You just have to be in a position to understand what we deal with in these positions and what we have to take on being in these positions in the kingdom. Ministry, it's a work. It's not an easy task to do what we do. You have to really understand the depths of challenges to operate in ministry. I tell you, what we war against in the spirit world is a lot more different than what people see in the natural. Because it's a fight. It's a fight in the world. And the enemy is trying to do everything in its power and its arsenal to try to stop us. That's what God is doing. And we just thank God for all that the Lord is doing for so many of his people in this season of time. Yeah, and he loves to see his people operate in such a powerful presence. And it's a powerful place in the kingdom of God, what the Lord is doing for many of the believers, those who trust him and lean on him and have the understanding of the spiritual world. The spiritual world is a powerful world. All right. Anyone have a question and comment for Thelma Sidney, Evangelist Thelma Sidney, or myself right now? If you have a question and comment, blog site, first blog site, blog talk site, or whatever. If you have a question and comment, hit one on the dial, blog talk. You just hit one, and then you okay. Hallelujah. When we bless the Lord there. All right, if you're on the conference line side today, we want to give you an opportunity to come in. You can hit one on your dial and come in today. We'd love to hear people comment, question first, a comment, or statement for praise report at this time. We bless you, the Lord, for the kingdom of God people on today. All right. God bless you on today. Good morning.
Good morning. Mota Elohim, bless you, Apostle Matthew. Good morning. Mota Elohim, bless you, Mother Sidney. This is Sister Donna. I didn't hear the very beginning of the message. I did hear when you began to pray again for intercessors, and I thank Almighty God for that prayer. But as you were speaking, my brother sent me a text message. And this is like a comment, and it just blessed me so. And he said, Yah, 3/16, because today is March, third month, 16. And he said, John, 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And it just blessed me so. Because I thank Almighty God for the sacrifice. I thank Almighty God for Jesus. I thank Almighty God for him shedding his blood. I thank Almighty God for what he did for the world, for his love and how powerful it is. So I just wanted to say that because he brought that to my attention. Today is 3:16, John 3:16. So I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for this powerful message that you and Prophet Matthew brought forth on this morning. But I thank mostly Almighty God for Jesus. I'm the D-D-O-C of Ahia. I thank him for Jesus and what he did and for him shedding his precious blood. God bless you all.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
God bless you. Amen.
Blessing God today. These specific dates and times are very powerful. It's, you know, God has a powerful presence that he deals with his people in to reveal himself to us in such a way to let us know how gracious he is towards us and in us. So thank you for sharing that on today, woman of God. Bless the Lord on this day. Mother Sidney, I am.
Yes, sir.
It's a powerful move today. Once again, we bless God for being a vessel on today. We thank God for what he's allowed us to. the comment that was made as well, too. Is there anyone else that have a question for a comment or statement? Or even a
good morning.
For Mother Sydney and I. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Prophet. Good morning, Mother Sydney.
Good morning, woman of God.
God bless you all and to all that are on the conference line, to all the kingdom leaders. Prophet, I would like to just add to what you were talking about earlier about the power of prayer and sound. I just want to add a testimony to what I've experienced. And also I would like to share and make a statement if possible.
Okay. So you want to add something? I just want to make sure I'm in the order so I can follow you.
Yes, sir.
You want to make a statement real quick, right?
I want to make a statement.
Question.
And I want to also have a testimony to add to what you were talking about, the sound of, you were talking about sharing about the sound of prayer, and I just wanted to add about how important sound is.
Okay, so go ahead and you want to do your praise report, or you want to just tie them both in? You want to tie them in, that's fine. Go for it.
Oh, okay, yes, sir. First of all, I just want to share how you have been teaching on prayer and how important it is for us to open up our mouth and use the power that God has given us. My uncle called me, it was about, a couple of weeks ago. He called me from Vegas, and he was sharing with me, he was all upset and things like that because he was getting ready to purchase a car. He was trying to purchase a car, and he had been with this company, his insurance company, for a great while. And he called me and he said, niece, he said, I need you to go into prayer. He said, they have all my information and everything, he said, and they misplaced it. And he was just, you know, really upset and things like that. So he needed me to go into prayer right then. And Prophet and Mother Sydney, I'm telling you, the Lord had me go into prayer, just like you were talking about, Prophet, going into prayer. And he had me to go into prayer. And as I was praying, he had me, you know, coming against the lying spirit and those Nephilim angels that were in control and things like that. And it was just so powerful. And I told him after the prayer, I said, you're going to be calling me back, telling me that they found the information and, you know, things that went fine. And Prophet, I tell you, it wasn't even an hour or so, Vegas time, I think it's 3 hours or whatever. But he called me, he left me a voicemail, and he said, niece, he said, I just want to tell you, glory to God, that the power of prayer, he said, they found everything and everything is fine. So I just wanted to share that, Prophet, on how important it is for us, glory to God, to open up our mouth, you know, and how we have power and control in dimensions and realms in the spirit. So I just want to thank God for you teaching on that and how God is just manifesting itself so greatly in my life. Glory to God. And then I wanted to share another instance with my grandson. He needed something for school, a project. So we went to Walmart, and he said, Granny, he said, I need this particular item for school. So we looked it up online, and it was a certain price. So we get to Walmart, and we look for it, and so we can't find it. They're out of stock. And so I sent the salesperson on the floor, and we ask her, you know, do they have it? And she goes, no. So I said, okay, well, we're going to see, you know, just what's going on. So we went around and we looked. So we found something, Prophet, but it wasn't the same. It was something different, but I was going to see if they were honoring. So I said, you know what? I said, God, I said, I know you can move, you know, through the power of prayer again, you know, believe in God. So I took the item to a manager who was in the store, and I, Prophet, this is just going to show you in Mother Sydney how God moves. So we went.
Come on, man.
To the guy, we went to the manager, and I asked him, mind you, I'm already talking to God, and I'm already overruling and overriding things in the spirit realm already. I've been already praying about this certain item. So I take the item there, and he goes, well, ma'am, I'm so sorry. Now, this is what man said. He goes, ma'am, I'm so sorry, but we can't, hallelujah, we can't honor this because we used to do it. Walmart used to do it, but we can't honor this. I said, okay. And my grandson was like, Granny, he was like, you know, he was, you know, saying this and that. And he was like, well, you know, he didn't know about this. And I was like, I know what God said. Ha, glory. I know what God told me, and I know what God spoke to me, and I'm speaking this thing. So when we get up to the register, I bring the item up to the register prophet, and I say, God, hallelujah, I know I'm going to get this. This price is going to be, I'm going to get the same price. They're going to honor it and this and that. And got up to the register prophet and this other young lady who was there. Now, this just goes to show you how the difference is and how sound carries and the trajectory that it was already on and God had already done. I get up to the register and I show the young lady the item and I said, ma'am, I said, I need you to honor this. I said, because we looked it up online. I said, but they were out of stock. And I said, but I need you to honor this price. And she looked at it. She goes, oh, no problem, ma'am. I'm like, hey, glory to God. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you the lower price. And profit, the item was $20. The lady gave it to me for $5.97. Glory to God. Because
wow.
of sound and the power of prayer. Glory to God. So I just want to, like I say, share and comment on that and add to what you were saying, how powerful sound is. You know, we open up our mouths and we have power over the spirit realm in those dimensions over the enemy. So I just wanted to share that, and I just thank God for that. And then I wanted to, amen. And also, Prophet, I wanted to share just to give a quick statement right quick on what the Lord had revealed to me in a dream, if that's okay, just right quick and short. Okay. The Lord has showed me, he showed me a dream, Prophet and Mother Sydney, where the world was in total chaos, and people were running into each other. They were running to and fro, and Prophet Mother, it was just total pandemonium in the world. They were hollering and they were screaming, and it was just total chaos. And the Lord had me He had me elevated, and I'm looking down. I'm looking at all these people running around, hollering, and I was in an elevated place, Prophet Mother, just as calm, cool, and collective because of the sound, you know, and the trajectory that God had me on. I was just looking at him. I was like, God, I thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. But he was showing me on how the world, you know, and what was going on. So it was just really amazing how, you know, everything was just going on in the world. And he was telling me that how the people – that there was an identity crisis and people didn't know who they were, you know, and they were listening to the sound of fear and how fear speaks loud, but God has a soft, still voice. And he was speaking to his people, so many can't hear because of fear, you know, because of the enemy trajecting fear over the land and this loud sound that they're hearing. But the word of God tells us the ears they have, but they hear not. And eyes they have, but they see not. So he was showing me that the people have an identity crisis and how all these world events are tying into the world and people have a reprobated mind, Prophet Mother. The spirit of deception is running rampant, lies, idolatry, mental illness, and how the people have a chemical imbalance and how, you know, the enemy is tricking so many people. And he was also telling me how he's showing me, I'm looking at it. I was seeing it in a vision. He was showing me about a prophet and mother, about a gender change. He was showing me on this piece of paper where, there was this, it was like an outline and prophet, I know you talk about the genealogy and things like that. And they're trying to change that literally where they're going to have a piece of paper and they're going to have a check. He's showing me a box where they're going to be checking a box off, like you check when you go down and you have to check things off on a checklist where and they have, I've seen the letter G, and I don't know if it was for genealogy or for stand for people that are openly gay or whatever. How about Celebahai? And the Lord was saying that we have to pray against all these immoral things and things that they're, you know, trying to change, and some things have been changed already, and that's why we have to stay in a powerful position of prayer and intercession to continue to pray for these things that are going on in the world. So I just wanted to share that, you know, with you all as well. So I just thank God for this space and this opportunity, Mother and Prophet, for you allowing me to share you know, about how the chaos and things like that, and how people are hearing, how people are hearing genre and confusion and moving in chaos. They're hearing one thing, but they're moving in something totally different. And but I just wanted to share that, and I thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, making a comment and statement and giving us your prayer support as well. I think Mother Sydney, we had talked about this like several years ago, before a lot of things started transpiring in the world.
Yeah.
I was sharing with you, Mother, how, and I think with Apostle Simmons as well, I shared with him, we were all at different times in conversation talking about how we saw things transpiring in the land and things were coming to pass. And when you saw the chaos happening and things were going on all around the world, it brought my mind back to something I saw in a dream where I was just walking it, and people were just, it was chaotic stuff going all around. And I was just walking, and while I was walking, all of these people were just running and chaos and going, nothing was coming, attacking me, but I was just walking in the midst of it. And God is allowing us to move in the spiritual realm, in the spirit world, unharmed against these, the spirit of the enemy, that they will not be able to do what they want to do undetected. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses number 8, it said, had the prince of the air would have known who the Lord of glory was, they would have not crucified. That means undetected. There are certain things that God will allow us to move in that's undetected. He'll allow us to go places that's undetected. And people wouldn't even notice that you're there or you were there, because God will let you move under the radar. He'll let you flow and go places and give you opportunities where you will be able to move in the kingdom of God undetected. And he's doing that for a lot of people in the earth land because of our faithfulness, our commitment, our dedication, our obedience to him, our love for him. He trusts us to be a vessel for him undetected. He's doing a lot of things that are undetected right now for many of us because we totally put our trust in him. We put our trust in him. So you put your trust in God, you're going to see many things begin to transpire for you, for us in this time. Thank you, God. So I thank God for the Lord letting share. Are you sharing that with us, woman of God? And you letting us know how these things are here. I mean, they're here right now. They're going on this very moment among many other people. And God will is manifesting itself for us and for the people of God. Amen. Thank you for sharing, woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. It is so. You'll know them who are with you and those who are not with you. You'll definitely be able to detect it. Yeah. You were on it today, Mother Sydney, with that scripture in Psalms today. Mother, you've been messing around with Psalms a lot. What's going on?
Yeah. My ancestor God got me there. Hallelujah. I tell you. This has been great. It has been so great. Just hearing the word of God. Amen. And how God is, see how he's using us and how he's moving through. And how he has it set up, his open form, glory to God. And for us to be able to be available to, as he flowed through us for the people, for them to be blessed. And I'm just honored. I'm honored, and I'm like, God, I'm having fun. Amen. You can have fun in the Lord. Amen. Be deep and have fun at the same time. Be get deep. Amen. Glory to God. And so, Prophet, it was just powerful.
and what you said, and I get tickled. This mother's talking. I said, I get tickled. I said, Lord, I said, okay, I'm still riding in my lane. And I said, I'm riding side by side with him. Amen. I said, I'm in my lane. I said, God, and he's in his lane. Woo, Father, thank you. Amen. And you can, people of God, you can flow together. You just stay in your lane. Hallelujah. When they call you over for help, you come over for help, not to take over, but for help. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And so we just thank the Lord for you. If there's anyone else, amen, that has a testimony, comment, amen, glory to God, desire, prayer, amen, just on the conference line, so fix your line, come right on in. Amen. We thank you, one of you, for your ears and your time on today. Come right on in.
Amen. Come on in.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you both. Amen. Good morning. Amen. This is great. You too, both of you. Love you so much. I've been listening from the beginning. This is Denise. I've been listening from the beginning, and God is good. And I'm in total agreement. I felt unity in the spirit from the beginning. I was praying with you, and some prayed similar, same thing that Mother started out praying. I was like, wow, God. And everything that was said is powerful. I thank God for even what he's doing in my own life, how he, through instructions from our pastor, my leader, saying pray more, seek God more. And I just said, okay, God, this is powerful, especially when a leader would tell you to go to God, not go to man, not to something else, but to God. It's like, wow, God, this is powerful. So I kept doing it, which I love prayer. I believe God put that in me a long time ago, but he wanted me to build on it, continue to grow in this area more and more. And personally, because I've been praying and binding devils wherever I would go before I even came to your ministry, I didn't think very much of it. I just would do it. I never had anyone to point it out. This is where or what your strength is or what God called you to do. And it helped me even to understand, I guess I could say my place, or you just said rank, where you are in the kingdom. It's helping me to understand even my own identity in God and the fact that I love him, mostly what he's showing me. We have to love God, love good, and hate evil. And when we love God and hate evil, hate the devil, hate demons. And so I grew to have a hatred for evil. And so this, where I am, I see he has me continually growing in grace and in the knowledge, and I desire more of the word. I'm hungry for it. Thank God for where I am, even in the kingdom, in this ministry. This was powerful, prophet. I thank God for giving you strength again to keep going. It's just awesome what God is doing. So I'm with you guys. I'm hearing. Yeah. I'm understanding more. And it's like when you said go from where I was to where I am, where I was to where I am, God is showing me there's a total difference, which you have been trying to get me to see, that there's a total difference from going to people and depending on them compared to going to God for yourself. And I'm like, wow, this is powerful. So I thank God for your leadership, for what you're doing in the kingdom and in the body of Christ, and what God is showing you, our future, the future of the people, what's going on in the world. There's so many things. I just like to be quiet and receive. I love to receive, just listen. So yeah. I'm with you. Yes, Lord. Even if I didn't say anything, I'm with you all. I hear you, and I take in whatever God is saying, And if you tell, some things are highlighted, they'll tell me to pray it. But he's trying to get me to stay focused on my personal relationship with him so I can grow in all many different areas that he's telling me he wants me to do.
And we, amen, and we thank God. We want to thank God for Mother Sydney as well, because as my coach, and I think she mentioned it before, I think you spoke or somebody else spoke, it is so important how we have to be on the same playing field as it relates to the Word of God, or as a co-host. We have to be in such a unified place when it comes to the Word of God and the things of the Lord God. So many people in the body, when they grow or develop, they feel they outgrow each other in a project or a matter. In some cases, it may be that, but in all cases, we're in it together. Unity is a very powerful tool when you stay in that place of God and you build from that place through the Word of God, because two is always better than one, no matter if we're talking about relationship or marriage or business. It is always good when two can stand together. If the statistic says one will put 1,000 to flight and two 10,000, just imagine you by yourself can take out 1,000 and then put two in there. The other person that should have 1,000 like you, got to give you power. He'll increase the 10%, the other 90, and give you the 10,000. So if we able to stand together, we'll be able to move things in the spirit world far greater than the imagination in the natural world, because that's unified and building together. So I thank God for all three of you women of God coming in and sharing what the Lord has given you for us, whether a question, comment, or statement, or even a praise report. Bless the Lord for you all on today. Mother, we thank God for what the Lord has done. Atmosphere today is just a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else that has something to share with us on this day, blessing God for you, and you on today. Amen. Best is yet to come. Amen. The blessing yet to come. Prophetess Toya, you said something on yesterday that really blessed my spirit, that God gave you for the people in the noonday yesterday, and it resonated in my spirit. Actually, even before you mentioned, you and your sister had a conversation, the Holy Spirit gave me something yesterday. I was going to ask you, what did the Lord say, and what did God give your sister for us as well? It was kind of interesting. I didn't say that because I felt like, man, the people will be thinking I'm just only saying that based upon her. But the Lord had dropped that in my spirit yesterday early, before the noonday time. Actually, that's 10 o'clock your time, that I knew that God was dealing with you and a family member in the spirit realm about some things, and he was sharing some things with you, prophetess of the Lord. So I thank God for how God is allowing your gift to make room for you, but your obedience to bless you. Your obedience is blessing you and the things that the Lord is doing in you and for you on this day. So we thank God for you, woman of God. And we thank God for the prophetic gift that God has in the kingdom of God for his people right now. Anyone else? Would you want to say something, Sister Toya? Prophetess Paula, you want to say something? Prophetess Rice, you want to say something? Any of the other prophetic people want to come in and say something as well? We're just thanking God for the voices of the prophetic spirit world that God is using. Bless you unto the Apostle Maurice Finman's Restoration Truth Ministry, Hampton, Newport News. Bless you unto the man of God. Anyone else today? Be that the name of the Lord God.
Phenomenal morning, Prophet and Mother Sydney and all that's on the line. This is Prophetess Rice.
God bless you today.
Yes. When you were both in the praise and the teaching, that combination, I'm like, Lord, they are on fire this morning. But my question is, because God is dealing with me in the book of Judges and these 7 years and what was all taking place, as women are rising in Mother Sydney, as women are rising up in these positions in leadership, we're seeing more women looking more like celebrities than looking, and I'm not saying we have to dress Debbie down or whatever, but it seems as though the women are competing with the women in the circle of war parts, like musicians, like there's a competition in dressing, competition in how we look, as, and we're looking more like them instead of looking like how God created us to be individually and even in modesty. But you see them more and more on the stage. Like, you have now women who are preachers. They have stylists.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have a whole styling team. And I'm trying to understand that because I know I'm coming out even the more, because I am an introvert. I like being to myself. I like others to be seen. I like being behind the scenes, but I know God is pulling me more out into the forefront, even more in my leadership. And I do like the dress, but I don't want people to see the clothing, the styling, and the shoes. I want them to hear the word, but it's coming so much with women that you seeing more of the styling. I like how she dressed, but you're missing her whole message. What's your take on that, Mother?
Well, once she started talking, I heard the Spirit of the Lord said that they're possessing the thing, but they're not seeking after Him. They're possessing the thing. They're displaying the thing. The thing is the style, and the style is more prevalent out there than the simplicity of God, the holiness of God, because everything God made is good. And many times when we go forth, in ministry, and we allow the Lord to utilize us, many times, I give myself an example. When I minister, I might come there with a lot of bling going, but when I get ready to get up to minister, I'm taking
the bling did you, Mother?
Off. And I'm taking that jewelry off of my neck. Amen. Because I don't want people to see me. I want them to see the God in me. Amen. Because when you have that material and you have a certain material on, and I believe the woman of God, yes, we want to look nice, but they have a certain material that you could wear. Amen. And people will be able to see the richness of that material too, but yet it doesn't take away from the power of God. Because when the anointing flows through you, you start radiating anyway. They seeing the power of God coming through you. Your whole countenance change. And so when you have all this blingy on you, glory to God, that blinginess, amen, they can't concentrate. They can't fully concentrate because they're seeing all of the things, amen, because many times it overpowers God's word, because many times people, you got their attention for 45 minutes. Really, you do unless anointing comes in. 45 minutes. And within those 45 minutes, amen, most of the time in the 30 minutes, they're looking, they sizing you up and down. That's what female does. They looking at you, they size, they're looking at the shoes, they're looking at the style of your hair, they're looking at your nails, they're looking at the jewelry that you wear. I know that because people have came to me and they comment, I mean, they're looking at my ring. I'm like, what? They didn't know they're looking at my ring. They comment me on my ring. They said, whoa, you going forth and your hand went up. They said, oh, we know you know, that was a real thing or whatever. And so anyway, I'm like, God, I said, now, this is my marriage ring. I'm not taking my marriage ring off. I said, but some people are just cardinal like that. And so you just have to be mindful. I believe that we all should be very mindful, amen, when we go forth. Because with men, okay, I love to see, when the man is going forward, amen, I love to see him dress. I love to see how the suit lays upon him. It doesn't take away from the word of God, but if he got something on him that stands out, give you a perfect example. It was this man of God preaching so, and I happened to caught eye of his socks. I said, wow. I said, this man got on red socks, and they bad. I said, I love the design. It took my mind meeting went to his socks. His socks and his shoes. They was on fleek. They was hot. I mean, I liked them, but it took my attention away. And then I had to refocus. But I kept going back down to his feet. But yet I have to keep telling myself, I said, I got to focus on what this man is saying. I said, because it was a rich word coming through him, but I got off focus because, well, I saw his red socks and his shoes. And they were tough. And I saw that. And sometimes the spirit, amen, Satan, he has a spirit there. That was a spirit of distraction. And we sometimes get distracted off, amen, what the man and woman of God is saying. And so we have to be very, very cautious, amen, and very, not cautious, but minded of, okay, Holy Spirit, what shall I wear? What shall I put up on me? Because I don't want to take anything. I don't want to be on display, but I want your word to be on display, amen. And I believe every woman of God should look nice when they're coming up, you know, before God's people, because we're priesthood. But yet, don't overpower it. Don't overpower it because we want to see the power and we want to see the anointing of God that comes through you because we hear your sound, amen, but we want to see the power being executed through you. And so everybody is different. And another thing, some people, it's a social media thing. It's a social media, amen. They're in the media. Glory to God. It depends on their standard. Amen. That's what they do. Once you're able to get beyond what the people have on, amen, it'll be okay, but it takes away. And so women, you know, they have a way of being very provocative in what they wear and dressing as the world would dress, amen. And many times I don't think, and my mother Allen said that there's no way we women of God, amen, should just wear a bodycon dress. Shouldn't just wear, you know, you don't wear a bodycon dress, you better put a jacket over that, a long jacket over it, amen, a long jacket. If you're going to wear that, you need to cover that up. Because a bodycon, that's what it said, bodycon, it's showing your shape. It's showing every love handle. It's showing every boob and your bust. Amen, your bottom. Amen, it's showing every curve that you have in your body.
Amen. And it's going to take away. It's going to take away from the message. No one is not going to see the message. I mean, the men is going to be taken away. Amen. Glory to God. They can sit up there and say, to God be the glory all they want. But they're saying something else in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You just got to be human. And just being real, of course. And she's up there with a bodycon dress on, the nose curves are hitting the right places. And even with a luscious woman, a plump woman, amen. I call them luscious, amen. Plump woman, amen. A full-figure woman, amen. Shoot, some men like meat on the bone. And she got that bodycon dress showing that those curves and stuff, amen. Those curves to him, those love handles to him. That's more meat for him to grab, hold to. Amen. His mind ain't thinking. His mind ain't on God. His mind is on that body. How can I get to that? Oh, thank you, Lord. How can I get to that? And so that's a ministry right there, too. The devil is working them on part of that ministry right there, too. You know, many times people say, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Oh, you don't see nothing wrong with that? Do you actually think that is holiness? And when I'm saying holiness, holiness is a lifestyle, but yet that's part of your lifestyle when you dress. And so when I look, go out, I look in the mirror. I look in the mirror. I look in the mirror. Glory to God. And so, and even the Lord is helping me. I love wearing belts, but I haven't worn belts yet. And I'm about to wear belts again. I said, but God, it defines so much of me. And I'm conscious of that. I'm very conscious. I said, God, it defines my body, my silhouette. Amen. And I'm conscious of that when I go forward, even when I'm just wearing. Glory to God. I'm so conscious of it. Amen. I said, because God, we know it's naturally for men to look. Amen. And so
mother, your widow, mother, so you need your silhouette. She's on his way.
And so I know, prophet, but I'm just like, Lord, you know, and sometimes you could just see these eyes on you. I could sense these eyes on me. I'm like, whoo, Father, they looking. And so anyway, you just have to be very mindful. You have to allow the Lord. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, daughter. And he said he will direct your path. And so I believe that if you seek the Lord first about what you put on, amen, and start with your own self, amen, glory to God, because you are young, amen, glory to God. And you know, if you don't get a conviction from the Spirit of God, go forth with it. Go forth with it. Because I would tell some of the younger women, I don't want you looking like Mother Sidney. Don't wear what I wear. Amen. I don't want you to wear what I wear. I want you to look like you. Amen. And what you wear, and allow it to be modest. Amen. Glory to God. But yet, you want the glory of God to shine through you because hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My thought just left. Amen. But he's going to give it back to me. But
God wants them to be like, mother, instead of what you want them to be like. You want them to be designed the way God
There you go, prophet.
It's almost like saying in a generation, you putting the old wine and new wine skin.
There you go.
Old wine and new wine skin, you can't put them together. At least they burst, but the level of the intellect has to be the same, because you could be a young woman but think mature. Because
yes,
a woman of season may be able to help you, and you still maintain your figure, and the man can figure you out. A lot of men don't know how to maintain their figure, so a man figures it out based upon what you wear. But your figure will make a man have to figure you out based upon your mind, not your body. I'm going to go mute, because you're doing a good job.
No, you were doing good, because you picked it up. I said, Lord, I know what I want to say, but it ain't coming out the way I want to say it. Hallelujah, mm-hmm. And you said it. Thank you, Lord. That's how you compliment it. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
and so that's it. That was it. What you just said, Prophet, I don't have anything else to say, but that was it.
Well, it was kind of funny. I don't know. Sometimes I get myself in trouble on this kind of thing. You know, I was talking to some young men. My son's a young man. You know, one of my sons was saying, you know, Dad, I didn't even get an older woman. I said, huh? He said, man, this, some of these younger girls, they can't really do anything for them. Now, I'm going to plead to y'all. I told you I'd probably get myself in trouble. I said, well, son, whatever you, he said, no, I'm telling you, some of the stuff he had to deal with. I said, man, I don't know. He said, I don't know. Well, I think we in a mismatched world, a world that's mixed up, and a lot of the generations that are coming up now, they define their body as their success. And they're looking at the dynamics of what the world is saying and what the media is saying. I think the prophetess was talking about how a lot of church people are creating these celebrity imageries. And
yeah.
The celebrity imagery, people are being more influenced by the imagery than the image of God on their life. They're being caught up in pastors or wives who are really the trophy and not the queen anyway, trying to position them in a place where they already repoed anyway. We're seeing today is so many women in ministry who are trying to upgrade themselves in a world where they're downgraded. Let me help somebody else. Let's go over to the book. Let's go over to the book of Esther. Let me share something with you, because when she said that, you know, God quickened my spirit, I got to take people to the word so they can catch this. Listen to this man of God. Listen to this woman of God. Here's what he said. Now, here is in the book of Esther, chapter number 2. The king would choose Esther to be his queen. But look at how powerful it is when you read down to the exact details. Now, you have King Ahasuerus who will choose a new queen. You have to choose a queen to sit on his throne due to the exit of Vashti. Now, this is powerful. I was reading down, and I want to go, let me try to read through it as fast as possible. After these things, when the wrath of the king Ahasuerus was appeared, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what was decreed against her. Then the king's servant that ministered unto him, let there be fair young virgin sought for the king, and let the king appoint officers in all the province of the kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan, the palace, to the house of woman, unto the custody of Haggai, the king's chamberlain. Now listen to this. The keeper of the women. And let their things, or let their things for purification be given them. Now this is what he said. He said he's going to give them the things to be prepared for purification. And let the maiden which pleased the king be queen instead of Vashti. And the thing pleased the king, and he did so. Now, in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jer, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which he had been carried away with Jeconiah, the king of Judah, who Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, but she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took her for his own daughter. Now listen to this. So it came to pass when the king commanded and his decree was heard, when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also unto the king's house to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. Now listen to this. And the maiden pleased him. Who did he please? She was prepared for the keeper of the women, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her the things for purification. What he did, she was able to get into the presence of the king's keeper of the house and the keeper of the woman. She gained favor, and this man, who knows the king's thoughts and ways, she gained favor, and he gave her what she needed to get into the presence of the king. You see how that went? Listen to this. And all of the maidens pleased him, and the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her the things for purification, with such thing as belongs to her. Seven maidens which were to meet to be given her out of the king's house. And he preferred her and her maid unto the best places of the house of the women. Esther had not shown her people nor her kindred. For Mordecai had charged her that she should what? Not show it. And Mordecai walked every day before the courts of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now, she had gained favor of how to be in a place of purification and how to dress, how to walk, how to operate, how to present herself, and how she will be prepared to enter into what? The presence of the king, not the presence of a crackhead, not the presence of a dopehead, not the presence of a fiend, but the presence of a king. How to come into that presence and be able to operate. Most of the women, or most of these women who have these powerful people who dress them up to prepare them, they're dressing them up for the status, not the standards. If you look at the history of Queen Elizabeth, do you see what she wore? Do you see how she dressed? Do you see the array of this beautiful woman? Even though she served for 70 years, she understood her place in history. She never walked side by side with the king. She walked before the king, and look where he was at. Because of her position, his job was protector of his investment, protector of his inheritance, protector of his legacy. So she was able to understand her role. That's why Paul says marriage is a mystery. And then he connected to her being the church. Queen Elizabeth ruled the church at England. Queen Elizabeth ruled the Mediterranean Sea. Queen Elizabeth's name was on the currency. Why? Because she was known for her ability to walk in the arrays of a queen. She understood each diamond on the crown. She understood how to walk. She knew how to carry the purse. If you see how she carried the purse, see how she smiled and expressed herself. She never came in the public eye in any kind of way or display. If she had a problem with the king, you'll never see it. If she had a problem in the household, she'll never see it, because she was arrayed in the image and the characteristic of what? She understood the role and her duty. She never came out of characteristic. If you look at her picture as she aged, I think she passed at 96, you see how she walked, she breathed, she moved. If they asked her questions, she was able to have questions that was so profound and so crisp in her language that she was so arrayed. When people came to her, they knew how to bow before her and give her gifts. They knew the type of person she was. So she was a model for England. She was a model for the world. She was a model for the people. So her ability to become the queen requires a certain type of persona as an individual. So most of the people in the world who are in a celebrity status are all copycats. If you ever look at the Oscars, and it was this weekend, or the Grammy, or the Stellars, if you ever notice the dress of white people and the dress of black people and the dress of other nations and other cultures, look at the array of the culture, of the design and infrastructure of the women body and how they design. And you will understand how everybody in each of those arenas identify themselves as they come up and receive awards based upon how they were designed in that principality, that power, that ruler of darkness, that spiritual wickedness in high places. So based upon their princes in those spiritual realms, they dress accordingly. And most of them who dress accordingly, they dress accordingly to the designer, or they dress accordingly to the hairdresser, or dress accordingly to the makeup artist based upon their lifestyle. And so their lifestyle, if their lifestyle is not a godly lifestyle, but they're status-driven, you will dress, wear, and operate based upon the lifestyle of what? Your makeup artist, your hairdresser,